Hello and welcome to Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived here on BelowTopSecret.com. Today I've decided to do something a little bit special for our seventh podcast here. And on this episode, in reference to the holidays that are coming fast upon us, I've decided to do a little bit something for the community. My gift to those of you who are not quite as apt, you know, around the kitchen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to guide you onto making your own Thanksgiving turkey. So if you've never done this before, don't worry. It's quite easy, and I think you'll find it very enjoyable. Now, I do want to state that this is a stuffed turkey, but it's not stuffed with your traditional bread stuffing. What we're going to do is that we're going to stuff the cavity of the turkey with some savory items that are going to impart a lot of flavor, a lot of aromatics to your bird, but you're not going to really want to eat them. So I suggest that you do your traditional stuffing as a casserole on the side. Besides, you really don't want to stuff your turkey with something like that if you've never done it before. And bread stuffing tends to get all mushy, and you really don't want mush for your Thanksgiving dinner. So here is what you're going to need. You're going to need one roasting pan. If you decide to use a foil pan, that's fine. Just make sure that you have a nice sturdy cookie sheet to work with. You'll need a turkey baster or a basting brush, a meat thermometer, foil, and twine or string, and that's optional. That's just for trussing the bird if you want to tie its little legs together. So, alright, let's start talking turkey here. Turkey 101. Whether you get your turkey fresh or frozen, you should know what the difference in the terminology is. A fresh turkey is a turkey that is already thawed out. So you don't want to buy a fresh turkey 2 weeks before the Thanksgiving meal. You can go ahead and buy a frozen turkey now, and I do advise it while you've got good pickings. Also, turkeys, they take a long time. They're big birds. They take a very long time to thaw out. So the general rule of thumb when it comes to thawing out a turkey is 1 day for every 5 pounds. So if you have the run-of-the-mill 15-pound turkey, that's going to take 3 days to defrost. Now, if you manage to somehow find yourself caught between a rock and a hard place, and you forgot to take out your turkey early enough to thaw it in time for your meal, then you can always do what's called a cold water bath. And basically what that does is that you just put your turkey and a sink full of cold water, and you let it sit, and it's generally 30 minutes per pound on thawing out your turkey. So to thaw a 15-pound turkey using this method will take generally 7.5 hours. So, okay, you've got one thawed turkey. The rest of your ingredients are as followed: 1 or 2 sticks of salted butter, softened, 1 lemon or a couple of limes halved, 1 large onion quartered, 2 small apples halved, a couple stalks of celery, and optional, and this is if you want to experiment a little bit with fresh herbs, you can have, they call it a little poultry bouquet is what it is, and you can find it in your produce department, but it usually consists of parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, you know, like the Scarborough Fair song. And so that's what the ingredients we're dealing with. It's really not a whole lot. Oh, just a little bit of salt, but we're not, we'll get to that in just a little bit. So first thing we're going to do, you've got one thawed turkey. Inside the cavity of the turkey, you're going to find a couple of bags in there, and that has the neck and the internal organs of the turkey, the giblets, liver, things of that sort. So you're going to want to pull those things out, because you really don't want to bake your turkey with them in there. And it's not pleasant to cut into a turkey and find that crap in there anyway. So you can always cook the neck and the giblets and place them inside your gravy if you want to do that. But if you're not comfortable with doing that and you want to save that for another turkey, you know, when you're a little bit more comfortable, that's fine too. So no big deal there. So we've got one thawed turkey. You need to rinse out your turkey thoroughly. Rinse it on the outside and then rinse it on the inside very well. And then just pat it dry with some paper towels. Next, you're going to take just a little bit of salt, I'd say about a teaspoon or so, in your hand. And you're going to place your hand inside the turkey. And you're going to rub the salt all around the inside cavity of the turkey. And really, that doesn't sound like a lot of salt for such a big bird, but That's all the salt it really needs at this point, because the butter that we're going to use on the turkey a little bit later is already salted, so you don't have to worry about that too much. And now we're going to stuff the bird. So we're going to go back to our lemon, which is halved, a large onion that's quartered, a couple of small apples that are halved, and they can be bruised, that's fine, a couple of stalks of celery, and you're just going to go and you're just going to position them in there, just stuffing. If you have a little bit more room, just keep stuffing away with the onion and the apples and the celery. If you decide to use the herbs, the fresh herbs, what I suggest doing is just putting them on the very top, so that's resting next to the breast on the inside cavity of the bird. That way, those herbs will infuse the meat a little bit more. Okay, so we've got that ready to go right there. Now what I want you to do is on the outside of the bird, near the opening of the cavity by the legs, pick up that fold of skin that's just kind of hanging down, and I want you to take a little dull knife, like a little paring knife or something, and actually start working the skin loose from the meat right up about the breast area, just enough where you can get your hand in there. I don't want you to cut through the skin or anything like that. I just want you to get to that little layer between and make a little pocket there between the meat and the skin. So just work it where you can get your hand in there, and your hand can just, you know, work it up around the breast area and make it nice and loose. And then you're going to take your softened butter. Now, one thing you can do with your butter before we do the step, if you want to, you can take a little flat leaf parsley and chop it up and mix it in with your softened butter, but that's optional. So take your butter in your hand, and you're going to actually pick up that fold of skin, and you're going to slather the butter between the breast meat and the skin, just all up in there, just very generously. And don't worry, you're going to actually have, see, bits of lumps of butter that are trapped underneath the skin. That's fine, it's all going to melt anyway, no big deal there. And once you've finished doing that, take whatever butter's left and rub it generously over the exterior of the turkey, and that's going to be mostly the breast. You can get the legs and the thighs on that. If you would like to, you've got two options. You can either truss the legs shut, and that's just taking a little twine or string. Nothing plastic, because you don't want melted plastic on your bird, trust me. So just a little twine or string, and just tie the little legs together. It doesn't have to be fancy. Or if you don't have any of that, just take the legs and just tuck them underneath the fold of the skin that's by the cavity that you stuffed up, and they'll stay there, and that's fine. Okay, so we've got the hard part over with. Now what you need to do is take your meat thermometer, and you're going to place that meat thermometer on one of the thighs, in the thickest part of the thigh, but make sure you don't hit bone. It's going to take a little bit of doing, but make sure you don't hit bone, because if you hit bone, then that's going to throw off the temperature of your bird, and this is how we're going to tell when your bird's done. So you've got your temperature thermometer in there, and now comes the foil. So I just want you to take some foil, some tin foil, and just build a very loose tent that's going to go over your roasting pan, and just very loosely on the turkey. You're just shielding the turkey. You're going to need easy access on this later on when you start basting the turkey. So we're ready to pop your turkey in the oven. You need to preheat your oven to 350 degrees before you pop it in there. And depending on the weight of the bird, it's gonna reflect how long you cook it. Now, if you've got it stuffed like we do in this case, it's gonna take about half an hour longer to cook than you would normally cook it. So for a 15-pound bird, I'd cook it like 4.5 to 5 hours, somewhere in that ballpark. All you have to do is really just follow the directions that are on the package of your bird. That's just a really good rule of thumb there. And also, we're going to be timing this by the temperature gauge too. So nothing to worry about there. Okay, so you've got your bird in the oven, and the last hour and a half that you're cooking this bird. You're going to want to start, the skin's going to start crinkling on you and drying out a little bit. That's when you start basting. So just take your turkey baster or your basting brush and just liberally take the pan drippings and just go all over the top of the bird. It's going to be beautiful. I'd say the last 45 minutes or so, 50 minutes of the cooking time, just take that foil tin completely off and let it brown. You may actually want to do, this is what I do, so the legs don't get too brown at this point. After you've done that for, I'd say, about 20 minutes, then take a little bit of foil and just keep the legs covered, especially the ends of the legs, or that's going to burn or brown way too much for that. After it's cooked, you can tell it's finished when that meat thermometer reaches a temperature of about 180 degrees on the thigh. Now, if you're not sure and you just want to double check, another thing you can do is just take that meat thermometer and poke it in somewhere on the breast, you know, on the thick part of the breast, and the meat's done when it's reached an internal temperature of about 170 degrees. So there you go. Pull it out of the oven, let it rest for about 20, 30 minutes, and you're ready to serve it up. Just move it to a nice platter and take it to your table. And I wish you the very, very best for this holiday season. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Maria Stardust on Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived.